From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. A week of mourning has been declared in Poland after a plane crash Saturday killed President Lech Kaczynski, his wife, and dozens of senior military and government figures. In all, 97 people were killed. As NPR's Eric Westerveld reports from Warsaw, Poles have been gathering outside the presidential palace.
Thousands of Poles continue to walk past the palace, quietly paying respects by leaving flowers or candles near the gates or under trees in the presidential square. The loss is devastating to Poland. In addition to the president and first lady, others killed include the head of the Polish Central Bank, the deputy foreign minister, as well as the leaders of the Polish Army, Navy, Air Force, and Special Forces, the military chief of staff, and several members of parliament. Warsaw resident Alex Martin says the country is in shock.
We left without any commanders of the army and the president of the National Bank. So it was really a disaster.
President Kaczynski and his group were traveling to Western Russia to commemorate the 70th anniversary of a massacre of Polish officers by Soviet secret police during World War II when their plane crashed in heavy fog. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Warsaw.
The victims of the plane crash in Russia included a Chicago artist, a man well known in the area's large Polish community. Wojciech Severin was a sculptor who dedicated himself to reminding people of the 1940 killings of Polish military officials in Russia, including his father. He was 70 years old. Another spacewalk is underway outside the International Space Station.
You want to go? Want to put it down and you'll hold it while you go translate over there?
Yeah. All right, let's put it back in. You want me to put a turn or two in bolt one?
Sure, if you can.
Yeah.
It's the second spacewalk of this latest shuttle mission. Two astronauts are swapping out an old ammonia tank with a new one. It's part of the station's cooling system. A third spacewalk will be needed to finish the job. There are only three more space shuttle missions before the program is retired. Authorities are investigating an incident in which a bomb was thrown at the U.S. consulate in the Mexican border city of Nuevo Laredo. Reporter James Bleers explains what happened.
The bomb, which was lobbed across the wall of the consulate around midnight Friday, exploded, shattering windows, but there were no injuries. The Mexican army moved in to prevent any possible follow-up attack. U.S. officials confirm the consulate will remain closed on Monday. Last month, drug cartel gunmen murdered three people connected to the U.S. consulate in the city of Juarez. The State Department since offered to evacuate the families of U.S. diplomats working in Mexico's border states. First Lady Michelle Obama, who's visiting Mexico from Tuesday to Thursday, will meet U.S. Embassy staff and their families in Mexico City. For NPR News, I'm James Bleers in Mexico City.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Steele is taking responsibility amid criticism of his management of the party. His speech to the Southern Republican Leadership Conference in New Orleans Saturday was Steele's first public appearance since the disclosure of questionable spending, which included a $2,000 tab at a sex-themed nightclub in Los Angeles. French prosecutors have launched a preliminary criminal investigation into a rash of suicides in recent years at France's former state telephone monopoly. Frank Browning has more on the problems facing France Telecom.
The formal investigation begins next week and will focus on a variety of management practices at the telecom company, which also operates the Orange cell phone network across Europe. Some 25 mostly mid-level employees of France Telecom killed themselves, some leaping from office windows over an 18-month period. A prosecutorial spokeswoman said investigators will focus on what she termed moral harassment of employees. Employees claim they've been routinely shifted from one job to another every few months as the company has sought competitive advantage with other phone operators. Others have noted that some 70% of France Telecom's workforce are former civil servants held over from the time it was a state enterprise, that they were unused to the pressures of the private sector. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
Actress Dixie Carter is dead. Carter's publicist says she died Saturday morning but didn't say where or how. In a written statement, her husband, actor Hal Holbrook, says her death is a terrible blow to the family. Carter was best known for her role as Julia Sugarbaker on the television show Designing Women. She was 70 years old. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.